the Public News Service Daily Newscast for July the 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump now says he misspoke as he stood side by side with Vladimir Putin. Also on the Wednesday rundown, a Senate committee looks to weaken the Endangered Species Act and public input being sought on Great Lakes restoration. First, our top story from USA Today, seeking to quell the furor over his support of Vladimir Putin, President Donald Trump said Tuesday he accepts the U.S. intelligence community assessment that Russia interfered with the 2016 election. But Trump added others could have been involved as well. USA Today notes Trump said both the U.S. and Russia were to blame for frosty relations, and he accepted Putin's denial of Moscow's interference in the election despite the conclusions of his own intelligence community. The push to gut the Endangered Species Act continued Tuesday at a hearing in the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee.
The draft bill from Wyoming Senator John Barrasso would give state and local officials more power on species recovery teams, would prioritize state scientific analyses over those from the feds or conservation groups, and would exempt federal listing decisions from judicial review. Melissa Smith, Great Lakes field representative for the Endangered Species Coalition, says in recent years many states have sided with industry in arguing against protections for certain species.
Industry takes precedence over restoring species, giving the timber industry and the oil industry and the extractive industries preference over wildlife and biodiversity.
Backers of the Barrasso bill say in the past, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has sometimes gone against state wishes in listing certain species, and they complain the ESA encourages lawsuits that tie up projects. Dozens of species in Michigan are endangered, threatened, or proposed for listing, including the gray wolf, the Canada lynx, the Indiana bat, the Kirtland's warbler, and the snowy plover. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Farm Bill and Natural Defense Authorization Act passed both houses of Congress and now have to be reconciled in the conference committee. And Eric Tegenoff reports the world's growing meat and dairy industries are undermining global efforts to combat climate change. That's according to a new report.
The Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy and Grain analyzed greenhouse gas emissions from the world's 35 largest meat and dairy companies and found they could account for more than 80% of emissions under the Paris Agreement climate goals by 2050. They currently make up nearly 15% of emissions. Report co-author Shefali Sharma says as long as these companies plan to add more livestock, their emissions will continue to climb.
If we want to get on a path to actually curb and limit climate change to something that humanity can withstand, then we definitely need to revisit and regulate the path that these industries take for their profits.
When combined, the top five largest companies in these industries, Minnesota-based Cargill, JBS, Tyson, Dairy Farmers of America, and Fonterra, emit more greenhouse gases than BP, ExxonMobil, or Shell, according to the report. The 20 biggest companies combined emit more than many large countries, including Germany, Canada, and the United Kingdom.
The report notes consumers could benefit from a decentralized system as well, in part because factory farms are becoming a major source of antibiotic resistance. It's an uncertain situation for Northern Ohio school districts, which are awaiting promised tax dollars from the Nexus pipeline, tentatively scheduled for completion late this year.
A financial analysis group compiled estimates for Nexus gas transmission on the total revenues for the districts. An estimated more than $57 million will flow into 37 school districts from new property tax revenue. Wadsworth local teachers treasurer Doug Beeman says his county is among those skeptical of the accuracy of the calculations and is waiting to budget the money. However, he's still hopeful.
From my position as the treasurer, it's going to be a great windfall for schools in our community.
Another factor at play is state funding, which considers a district's ability to collect property taxes. Co-founder of Coalition to Reroute Nexus, John Strong, explains funding could be cut for some districts due to pipeline revenue.
In some districts, it's probably going to be a wash. And the ones I would think are going to make out would be the poorer districts that get a lot of money from Nexus.
A Nexus gas transmission spokesman said the estimates are largely based on the value of pipeline in each taxing district. The pipeline is expected to be completed by the end of the year, and the money will not be available until the spring of 2020. I'm Mary Sherman reporting.
This story was produced with original reporting from Anna Huntsman at Kent State University. And finally, the future of the Great Lakes is up for public comment. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is crafting the next phase of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
The Trump administration has recommended dramatic funding cuts for the initiative, so far without success. Andrew Slade with the Minnesota Environmental Partnership says the next phase, known as Action Plan 3, covers the period from 2020 to 2024. He notes the federal program to restore environmental health to the Great Lakes came only after decades of deterioration and neglect.
There's a river. We've got some stuff we don't know what to do with, our paper factory or mill or whatever. Let's just dump it in the river, essentially. Over the course of really 100 years now, people have woken up and done the hard work to stop doing that.
Since the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative began a decade ago, nearly $3 billion has been invested in more than 4,000 projects. I'm Roz Brown.
The EPA will hold other meetings on Action Plan 3 in Milwaukee tonight, Saginaw next week, and Chicago in August. And the final plan should be available for formal public comment this fall. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.